total stroke face. And I think I will probably get more able to talk over the course of the next 2 hours. But it is so wonderful to hear you again on the radio, Mike, and to see you in person. And, you know, we missed you when you were not here, and we love the music that you play.
Well, thank you. And I'm so glad to see you. And I you know, here we are, the mutual, you know,
admiration
right.
society.
But yeah. Man, you know, I love the, you have the best radio voice ever.
Well, you have fabulous musical taste, and your voice ain't so bad yourself.
Is everybody getting all sick of us yet?
No, I love the the Esperanza Spalding. That was wonderful.
And did that six song set? Yeah, I played six songs because I was talking to Jane. And I was all excited. So Esperanza Spalding ended that set as the sixth song. What? I never do six songs. I know you know from a couple years ago. She won a Grammy for that, and you can tell why. Oh my God. The Style Council it's my ever-changing moods. No surprise, it's from a CD called 20th Century Masters, the Millennium Collection, the best of Style Council. Whew, you know? Yeah. Then there was a band called The Israelites and did a track called Temptation. And just before that was the Temptations from Puzzle People,
Clever,
I Can't Get
Mike.
Next to You.
Clever.
Yeah, I know. What can I say? Then The Stompers, Boston's own The Stompers, Temptation. Wow, what was I doing? Oh, I know what I was doing. And started off with New Noise, a special guest along with Bird Bansini, brand new advanced single from the new record that's coming out. Great track there called It's Time. All right, and it is time for something about the women. What's going on with you today, Jane?
Well, as usual, you know, music by women across all musical genres, Mike. But, you know, I was trying to think about what I was going to do for the Six Pack at Noon today, and this could show a complete lack of creativity or, I don't know. But I had this whole plan to do, based on my dental crown, I was going to do a Six Pack of songs about, like, royalty. And we have sketchy internet access here at the station, so I'm not sure my iPad is going to cooperate with that. So I'm going to have to, like, take the first hour of the show and figure out whether I can pull that off or whether we need a substitute Six Pack at Noon. But either way, there'll be something coming up at noon.
Yeah, well, you do have our awesome digital library that you can
this is very true.
You can do stuff with.
Yeah, indeed.
All right, so 11:02 in the morning. That's Something About the Women with Jane. Stick around, everybody. 2 hours of great music, and I'll talk to you next week. I'm Mike. Thanks for listening.
All righty.
Bye,
and
everybody.
Coming up, music. Ox 2?
Yep.
Here we go.
This brooding. I banish you with love. I banish you with love. You can't come in. You don't live here.
is dancing down the street with her suede blue eyes. And every new boy that she meets, well, he doesn't know the real surprise. Here she comes again when she's dancing neath the starry sky. She'll make you feel. Here she comes again when she's dancing neath the starry sky. I kinda like the way she dips. She's my best friend's girl. She's my best friend's girl. But she used to be mine. You got your nuclear boots and your drip dry gloves, and when you bite your lip, it's some reaction to love.
Here she comes again
when she's dancing neath the starry sky. Yeah, she'll make you feel.
Here she comes again
and she's dancing neath the starry
sky. Here she comes again.
I kinda like the way, I like the way she dips. She's my best friend's girl. She's my best friend's girl. She used to be mine. She's so fine.
That's a pretty awesome cover version. Chris Delmhorst with My Best Friend's Girl. And before that, we heard Amy Mann, Humpty Dumpty. We started out with Laura Marling, and the name of that song was Soothing. It is 11:14. Today is February 10th, and it's going to be 50 degrees here in Medford. Not raining yet. A little foreboding, a little brightening in the sky happening. It's going to pour tomorrow, so get out there and enjoy this day. And it's a little taste of spring to come, I think. So, you know how it works here on Something About the Women. We play music by women across all musical genres. And if you've got an idea for what you might want to hear, you can always give me a call here at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636.
Once in the spring of my 24th year, I had nothing to say, with a dangling promise to take.
About tearing that old fence Carried your
that was Little White Dove, done by Voices on the Verge. Voices on the Verge is a little folk super group, and they released some stuff back in the late 90s. And before we heard Voices on the Verge, we heard three of the women who are in Voices on the Verge. We heard Rose Polanzani with Look Ma, No Hands. We heard Jess Klein with City Garden. And we started out with Erin McEwen and Born to Hum. So at 12 o'clock, when I sit in and host Something About the Women, we do a feature called The Six-Pack at Noon, and I'm hoping to pull off a six-pack of songs about royalty today. And we got 30 minutes more music before the six-pack, so keep listening, please.
Myself, I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always made you stand out in the crowd. But someone picked you from the bunch. One glance was all it took. Now it's a much too late for me to take a second look.
Blind. didn't know what time it was. Then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was. You held my hand, warm like the month of May it was. And I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I did not know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and there it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now.
I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love and there it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise and I know what time it is now.
This city, now it can't get me down. Slushy, humid, and gritty, what a pretty town. What thought I could be duller, more depressing, less gay? Now my favorite color is gray. A wall of rain as it turns to sleet, the lack of sun on a one-way street. I love the grime all the time, and what more do I need? My window pane has a lovely view, an inch of sky and a fly or two. Why, I can see half a tree, and what more do I need? The dust is thick and it's galling. It simply can't be excused. In winter, even the falling snow looks used. My window pane may not give much light, but I see you, so the view is bright. If I can love you, I'll pay the dirt no heed. With your love, what more do I need? Someone shouting for quiet, someone starting a brawl. Down the block there's a riot, and I'll buy it all. Listen now, I'm ecstatic. Hold me close and be still. Hear the lovely pneumatic drill. A subway train thunders through the Bronx. A taxi horn on the corner honks. But I adore every roar, and what more do I need? I hear a crane making street repairs. A two-ton child running wild upstairs. Steam pipes bang, sirens clang. And what more do I need? The neighbors yell in the summer, the landlord yells in the fall. So loud I can't hear the plumber pound the wall. An aeroplane roars across the bay, but I can hear you as clear as day. You said you loved me.
Predictable. Back to the dog show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, tail wagging, backyard hanging, and of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a Labish Terrier Hound Chihuahua looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle, simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'll always love you, 'cause I love you.
Are crooked and it's time to sing. Her beaks wide open at the sound of wings. Oh, I. She kisses harder than me. She kisses harder than me. Flowing to the sea. Fish will eat it, but don't ask me. Angels looking, make it hard to cry. People looking, make it cool to die. Harder than me, she kisses harder than me. I guess I'm not that hungry. She kisses harder than me, she kisses harder than me.
Hey, we had somebody call in and want to hear some Tracy Bonham. So that was Tracy Bonham and Kisses. It is 11:59 and you are listening to